7:45 on the dot. Wow, this is weird. We're never on time.
Good timing today.
Once. We thank Commercial Service. They have special financing options for new train high-efficiency systems. They're subject to credit approval. 812-339-9114, commercialservice.com. It's hard to stop a train. That voice you hear on Big Show Friday is the world-famous Chuck Crabb. This voice you hear is the world-famous Joe Smith. I'm sandwiched in between world fame. This is great.
Double C, how you doing?
Pleasure. Always a pleasure, Joe.
Heard a lot of kudos about your take me out to the ball game.
It's a little different, you know.
There's your backup singer right there, Chuck.
Yeah, if you need we'll do a duet next time. That would be the package.
Put that on the ticket.
Yeah. Buy me some
Chuck and Smitty.
Yeah.
Good arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, you know, fans really enjoy themselves at that ball game and at Bart Kaufman. I mean, it's shown by the overwhelming support that's there, and the team notices it, and it has resulted in a lot of victories.
Yeah. 2,300 really? On Tuesday, 2,600 on Wednesday. What does that place hold, 2,500?
Yeah.
Well, they just love the atmosphere, and it's been like that since the stadium was built.
So that's right.
It hasn't wavered any, that's for sure, and it's only getting better.
And the Big Ten home opener this weekend, as we've talked about, starts tonight, 7 p.m. If you can't make it out for whatever reason, you can always tune to the Big Ten Network and catch it there as well. But we're going to talk high school, as we always do, to open up shop on a Friday morning here at 7:45. And it is spring. It'll be the first day of April tomorrow. That means all the sports should be up and running, right, Joe?
Well, they should be, and let's hope for good weather. The weather forecast for the weekend looks decent, and at least Thursday night, they got the kinks out after weeks of preseason training. We ushered in the local high school track and field season, albeit on the abbreviated side last night. Out at Edgewood, Michael Doering and Brian Rosenberg's guys and gals hosting Justin Helmer's North Cougars. The duels resulted in 8 events for the boys and 6 for the girls before some storm warnings and lightning brought a halt to things last night. Maroon and gold with the sweep in the events, but a good starting point for both teams. Mustang distance standout. Now in only his sophomore year, Austin Haskett is off and running big time. He won the mile by over 13 seconds in a respectable early season, 4:31.4, as the Cougs swept the 400 in the 2-mile event. Senior Logan Calvin won the discus, put the platter out 151.8, and junior Antonio Dahlman ran the 100 meters in 11.5. The brother-sister for Krumbas, Ethan, who's a sophomore, and Amber, who's a senior now out at EHS, both won their events. They're both high jumpers. 4 different Cougar girls won individual events. Junior Paige Chitwood, the 100. Young freshman Mackenzie Carver won the mile last night. And another freshman, Sydney Fagans, won the 100 hurdles. And junior Elena Walls won the shot put. Emily Kranz, North softball Cougars, got all 7 frames in over at Columbus East. They win big time, 12-0, off to a 2-0 start. As senior Kinsey Ridge in a complete game 3-hitter with 11 strikeouts and only 1 walk. Junior center fielder Casey Wisely and sophomore catcher Emma Alexander both clubbed 3-run home runs, and between them had 6 hits, 5 runs, and 7 RBIs as North came out with its hitting shoes and bats focused big time, banging out 15 hits. Edgewood's game with Eastern was postponed. Mick Hammett's crew will begin play tonight down at the B&L Invite at Otis Park at 6:15 against Mitchell, and they'll play through Saturday. North goes over to Shackamack, and Meg Montgomery South girls will open the season at Winslow tomorrow morning at 11, starting with a twin bill against Columbus East for 2017. And we get baseball rolling as all 3 schools will be in action. North South Edgewood all set to open. The skippers Bob Jones, Richard Hurt, Phil Klusner, very familiar veteran skippers with their baseball teams. Bob has his Mustangs in the Vincennes tournament. North plays at Shackamack, and they'll also not only take on the Lakers, but they'll play Northview, so they'll get a couple of games in, and South will play 2 over at Jennings County. That being said, we take the tee out, place it in the ground, put the ball on, get the clubs out, And away we go. Fairways and greens to both of our city schools. Brian Muehlhaus's North Cougs play down at the Seymour Invite, and Dustin Carver's South Panthers play at Champions Point in the New Albany Invitational. And in track and field, the South boys and girls get rolling. They'll have competition with Columbus East. Well, despite the recent passing of a good friend and longtime publisher of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, Gary Donna, the Top 60, Super 60 Senior Boys Workouts will go on as scheduled Sunday at Beech Grove. Cooper Bybee, of course, well over 1,000 points, a brilliant four-year career for Edgewood, will be competing, representing the red and black. And proud Uncle Chuck, I know his nephew, Justin Crabb, already detailed as the Trester Award winner in Class 3A as a runner-up with Twin Lakes. Those are two of the 60 invited in for this one from a pool of 1,600 seniors that began the year playing their final year in high school basketball. That will be coming up. Both of those guys will work out starting at 1 o'clock Sunday at Beech Grove. Admission is $8. By the way, the Hoosier Sports Capsule, lots going on. It's already kind of been detailed. We'll pin it down a bit more and keep you rolling on a Friday morning.
Big, big basketball weekend here on the airwaves. But let's start with Chuck, your nephew, top 60. How about that? Yeah, 1,600 seniors? Special. Well, what a great story.
Yeah, that's very special for him, no question.
Trester Award winner and now a chance to play with that. And, and Joe, these workouts, they charge you to watch them, $8. Let's make sure we're aware of that. That's, this is kind of like a
And they'll charge you students for $5.
Well, that helps out if you're bringing the kids along.
Sure.
How about Coach Knight in town last night? Joe's got a red sweater on telling Indiana fans that Archie Miller, keep an eye on him. He's going to do some good basketball and stuff.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that. There were some, I know, some tears from the general and some a lot of memories and a lot of stories. So, you know, they packed the McKinney Court last night, and, you know, the very faithful diehard Knight fans showed up with their cream and crimson in full bloom.
Chuck,
and,
have you seen Coach in a red sweater in the last 20 years?
Yeah, usually been a little tan or
been
green,
spotty.
Maybe.
Or the Tony La Russa, Ted Williams collection, usually. Yeah. That's maybe a Cardinals sweater. That might be it. But interesting comments, interesting dress code. I'm not reading anything into it, but other than you haven't heard that or seen that for some time. Colin Hartman's going to stick around. That's great. Josh Newkirk. Deron Davis's high school coach said he's excited to get after it as well.
Josh is sticking around as well. Yeah. Deron,
So Archie Miller is making inroads. Again, you can infer from that what you would like. But
James going to try the NBA route, but, you know, he hasn't hired an agent, so he's left the door open there.
And, again, the words were seeping out through the journalist world and the underground world that Archie's first speech was something. And got a lot of people's attention inside that locker room. So exciting times for IU basketball.
Yeah.
Speaking of basketball, Joe, we've got an exciting time for you tomorrow night. Pre-game's at 3:30. It's the Final Four from Phoenix.
Yeah, we tossed it up. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. The atmosphere of the Final Four, the bigger venue, if you will.
65,000 people.
And my daughter in law. God love her. She is running things for the NCAA men's tournament again this year. Kristen Jacob Smith, and she's out there, and they got beautiful weather, I see. I saw a couple of Facebook pictures of her, and so she'll be busy through the weekend, and we wish her well in that endeavor. Proud of her. And that being said, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, South Carolina reacts to it. I like them. I like the way they're playing. I like the way they board. They've got that nasty feel to them, and I mean that in a good sense at both ends of the court. I think they're going to make some noise.
Their best player was at the hotel sick yesterday. Sindarius didn't make it over to practice.
Thornhill, is that right?
They don't need that happening.
No, they don't.
So
didn't know that.
3:30 pregame tomorrow, 6:09 tip 1, 30 minutes after the conclusion of game 2 will be Oregon and UNC. We'll talk more national stuff plus IU stuff coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here.
Joe Smith time at WGCL. It's Big Show Friday, the final Friday of March, March 31. 51 degrees. Bad news, we're not getting any warmer. The good news is maybe we've seen the last of the rain. Smitty, good morning.
I'm fine. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hey, I heard you talking yesterday about Stevie Nicks and the concert you went to.
Yeah.
I love me some Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. I love it. I'm so glad you went. It sounded
I'll
awesome.
I'll be talking about it for months.
Why didn't you go?
Should. What was I doing? Who knows?
Kids,
who knows
family?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
It's a busy time.
Some other stinking obligation.
Concert reviewer, Sports Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Big Show Friday participant. We've got it. We've had a busy week here. Well, it's funny because Terry Stoltz, a contributor to the program, big fan of Black Lumber. He was at the Pacers game Wednesday night. Watched the Pacers blow a big lead and fall apart. Well, then Joe goes Thursday night, redeems the station, gets us a win with the Stevie Nicks concert.
Yeah, so, I love it.
We had Chuck there last Saturday watching the state championships.
Gee whiz,
we've owned Bankers Life Fieldhouse,
Pretty
Joe.
Much.
Yeah.
Now, it is springtime, as we know, and it's back to the diamond as Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers will kick off our weekend on the big television tonight, and it's their opening weekend for the home portion of the Big Ten baseball schedule.
Well, it's going to be dry, but bundle up. 7:05 first pitch out at the Bard is the Big Ten home opener. Features the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming in. They're hot. They've won 3 in a row in 8 of their past 10 games, and they're making their first ever visit to the Bard to take on Chris Lemonis' crew. Start a new winning streak, and boy, it is the time of year because it's Big Ten time, and only 3 teams, Indiana being one of them, Minnesota, Michigan State, the other two, that got the seasons off with 3-game sweeps to begin 2017. Indiana sitting with a pretty good RPI in 36th position right now, so they'll try to enhance that along with its league standings as Jonathan Stever gets the ball tonight against Jake Hohensee. 7:05 on the Big Ten Network, out of the Bart, the Nebraska Cornhuskers through the weekend. Michelle Gardner has her softballers out, and they'll be trying to do the same as they play out at Penn State, and I'm talking about keeping in the upper echelon of the Big Ten after taking 2 out of 3 from Rutgers to start the Big Ten season last weekend. They're out in University Park to take on Penn State, and due to the weather forecast, the teams will play 2 tomorrow and then 1 on Sunday. Indiana taking its 2-1 record in against the Penn Staters, who are 0-3 in league play. Well, as we mentioned earlier today, lots going on the IU beat. I mean, we've got a little something for everyone in exhibition play. Women's soccer, Amy Burberry's crew out with Indiana State on the Eagley pitch at Armstrong tonight, 7:30. Down in Louisville, the field hockey crew of Amanda Janney, they'll take on Michigan, Iowa, and Michigan State, competing in the Louisville Invitational through the weekend for the field hockey women. We continue on the 1st of April. Tomorrow, no fooling around. We're going to put the ball on the tee and knock it around the Champ Course. The Hoosier Invite, Mike Mayer's crew through the weekend. Clint Wallman, he's going to warmer climes starting Sunday. And again on Monday as they play in the Hawkeye El Tigre Invitational in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So the women will be engaged in golf activity through Monday of the brand new month of April. And Steve Peterson's crew are going to be a little nippy out at Riddle Point, but they have that double duel with Louisville, Michigan State, and Kansas coming up in rowing tomorrow. And then we hit the tennis circuit, and obviously a big match for Romero Asquith's Hoosier women as they try to tack on a full point in the Indiana Governor's Cup race with Purdue as they take on the Big Ten winless Boilermaker women. They're 0-4, Romero's crew 1-2, and that match will be tomorrow kicking off April. Indiana with an 8.5 to 4.5 point lead over the Purdue's in the chase for the Indiana Governor's Cup. Tennis continues through the weekend. The women will be back home to take on Marquette on Sunday at 10, and Jeremy Wirtzman's crew will have double duty action playing Michigan tonight at 6 and Michigan State at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Well, the IU Student Foundation had its qualifications last weekend for the men's and women's Little 500s. This will be the 30th year for the women's and the 67th annual by grace for the fellas, the SAEs and Delta Gamma won the polls last weekend. They had this week already the individual time trials, and tomorrow it will be missing out. And then on Sunday, the annual little 5K run, which starts right at 9 o'clock there at the corner of 17th and Fee, and then finishes on the Armstrong Stadium cinder track. That'll be coming up on Saturday, so lots going on in that regards. Little 5 weekend, by the way, the weekend of April 21 and 22. Well, Lily King, we had her on the air the other night on Sports Talk. She won her third and fourth career NCAA titles earlier in March, nominated now for the Honda Sport Award for Women Swimming and Diving. She is up for that honor after defending her crowns in both 100 and 200 breaststroke events, becoming the first woman in Big Ten history to accomplish the feat. As a matter of fact, those four career individual titles are the most for any swimmer or diver in Big Ten history. If she moves on, the winner of the Honda Cup will be given out to the Collegiate Woman Athlete of the Year in ceremonies out in June in Los Angeles. So we wish Lily the best there. Well, mentioning college sports, we end the basketball season this weekend. Our coverage of the Final Four, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon as South Carolina goes out against Gonzaga in the opening game, tip-off at about 6:09, followed by Oregon and North Carolina. And then the two winners come back, play for the national championship game. 7:30 will be pregame for all of the festivities as we wrap up the college season. Georgia Tech, who ended Tom Crean's here at Indiana, and beat them in the opening round of the NIT. They went to the championship game at Madison Square Garden. They were blown out last night by Texas Christian. 88-56 was the final there. Lots to talk about come Monday, our first full week. It'll be week number one, placing our spotlight winners from all of the high school activities, as baseball will get a roll tomorrow, along with golf, among other sports events on Saturday.
Well, put your feet up and enjoy a weekend there. Yeah. You've had a busy week, concerts, all kinds of things going on.
It turned out to be just that. You know, we started bright and early Monday, and you know, Archie was named coach. And a lot went on and has gone on and will go on. So
never a dull moment, and we'll rock it out. Sounded like good things from IU yesterday with all the folks that have making their plans for IU basketball seem to involve Indiana, not the other direction, Joe. The quote that got me was from our good friend Zach Osterman's story in the Indy Star, saying that Archie came in there, said what needed to be said, and nothing else. No nonsense. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, blueprint's been laid out for the fellas, that's for sure.
And it's exciting to see the upperclassmen buy into it, because sometimes those are the guys that make the easiest decision. Hey, I can get out of here, I get a degree,
I'm going. And I think after Colin Hartman we're talking about, I think that made, if it was even pending at that time, when Archie met with the team right before he was introduced in the assembly hall on Monday, made it easier for Colin to decide, you know what, I'm a senior, I'm a fifth-year senior now, I'm buying in. I'm coming back.
And well, the thing was, I don't think he was at that press conference, which made some people itchy as well. I don't know if he's getting rehab or doing something, that was, again, all the conjecture that goes with it. Now he says, I'm staying. There you go. So that's a ringing endorsement for me. Have a great weekend.
You as well, my friend, Julie. Have a great one as well.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
Enjoy the hoops. We'll have it all for you on WGCL, and we'll have Masters Monday too, Joe. Masters Week starts on Monday. It's exciting. Yep. Let's do it. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All righty.